Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live. You take control toll free here. This is Live Sunday edition of the program. We are live 7 days a week, as a matter of fact. With you tonight is Ian
and Mark.
Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com to enjoy the features that you will find there. Lots of different stuff. You get to create the content that's there on the front page. Everything listed on that front page, those numbered items, those are replaced there by listeners like you, and then voted upon by listeners like you. You vote up what you like, down if you don't like something, or you can just not vote at all. It's up to you. FreeTalkLive.com. Go there. Get interactive. We got archives galore and so much more on that site, so please enjoy it. It's totally free. Again, FreeTalkLive.com. For those of you just tuning in, we have been talking about Mark's pigs. He has been doing pigs for 3 years. He's had these batches of them, one per year. And you went from 2 pigs in the first year to 8 pigs in the second year and down to how many this year, Mark? I didn't catch that before.
Basically, the answer to that is 5, but I did 4 today.
Because one turned out to be a female and you let her go.
Right. I call them the senators, and John McCain turned out to be Kelly Ayotte.
And today was the day, death day for the pigs. They were killed, slaughtered, whatever you want to call it. And we can get
went to heaven is the terminology that we use at my house.
We can get into that here, exactly, you know, what happened, because this was your first time doing that on the property, from what I understand. The previous years you had sent the pigs away to some sort of processor.
That's correct. I took them to the place called the Hippie Slaughterhouse. It's down in Athol, Mass.
Mm-hmm.
I call it the Hippie Slaughterhouse. It was designed by this woman, Temple Garand, who has autism. Her claim is that she thinks like an animal. I'm somewhat dubious of this claim, but who the hell am I to make assertions? She claims that she can think like an animal, and therefore she designs slaughterhouses in a way that keeps them calm. What I didn't like about it, and I like this place, I don't want to make it seem like I don't like this place, I love that place and all the great service I got, they keep the animals for about 24 hours or a period of time before mm-hmm. they do it. So my animals are there the last day of their life, mixed in with other animals, fighting and scrapping and pushing around and all that stuff.
And then they die.
And then they die. And I don't want that.
Mm.
What I want is if somebody's going to kill me for slaughter, I would like it to be done at my house, where I'm comfortable and where, I really don't know what's going on, and just bam, instead of all this hustling into trailers and all that other stuff. By the way,
you did have to hustle them into something, though, didn't you?
No.
You just killed them right there in their pen?
Yep.
Oh, wow, okay.
The guy came out with he had a 22 rifle, 22 longs in it, and he's standing there with a rifle in one hand and a big sharp knife in the other.
Wow.
And, he would get the pig to come up, and it'd sort of nuzzle on the front of the gun. He'd tilt it in, so it's basically the barrel's pointing directly towards the flat part of the forehead of the pig, just off of the center line of the between the hemispheres of the brain.
Okay.
And shoot it like that. They drop like a bag of potatoes. Mm-hmm. It's just amazing to watch them hit the ground. They're dead. He says they're dead before they hit the ground, and they seem to suffer in no way. He immediately goes in and cuts their throat so they bleed out right where they are.
Hmm.
It's a gross process, but standing there, I have to believe, like, okay.
Where was your son during all this?
He went to the Children's Museum today.
Okay.
And
so it was just you. The wife took your son.
Yeah, my wife didn't want to see it. Mm-hmm. Jack seems mildly interested in the process, but this is what daddy does. Sort of that thing.
We can talk more about it here in a moment. Alma has a question. She's in Tallahassee. Alma, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I wanted to ask Mark, because my daddy had a small farm on the side. He raised pigs. He loved his pigs.
Yeah.
So we would only kill one at a time, because that's a lot of meat. Does
yep.
he salt it down, or what does he do with all that meat?
I'd put it in the freezer, Alma. So I've got 4 pigs, and, they're at market weight, just like your daddy probably did them. If you're feeding a family, you're going to bring them up to about 275. Pigs
they're big pigs.
Yeah, pigs mostly today that you are hammers and baconers, porkers or baconers is what they call them, and they're not going to get up that big. You know, our going back into human history, pigs are basically raised to market weight by families that were, you know, rich enough to own a pig and wanted to use that meat on to take them through the winter. They would do that, but now they've, you know, it's all about feed and production and efficiency and all that stuff. I don't raise my pigs that way. I freeze them. I take two for myself. One of the pigs went to the guy who helped feed me.
Yeah,
give me the feed.
Pays for you pay for the meat out to help.
Yep. I give him meat in order to get the feed, and then the fourth one goes to Jason Osborne, who is a great sponsor of this show. If man says he wants a pig, then I raise a pig for him. So
that's nice.
That was a lot of meat. Did you have to
it's a lot.
Clean the stuff out for the crummy chitlins?
We didn't have any use for it. We took the intestines, put them in a box, and we're going to dig a hole.
That's disgusting.
Yeah. I agree with you. We are keeping the organ meat, the heart, the liver, the kidneys. What we don't consume, we will give to the dog.
I never eat any of that, but I know I came home, and they were cooking chitlins after I was grown, and, you know, I'd went by, I'd visit them every day, check on them, and they were cooking chitlins, and I said, I'm going to taste that because nothing can taste worse than it smells. I said, yes, it can. It definitely can taste worse. But
hey,
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Alma, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Chitlins, they're the intestines, huh?
Yeah, so I understand, yes. I have never eaten them.
I had heard about the chitlins before, but I never really knew anything about it. I saw some sort of video about... I think it was dog intestine. They were eating the intestines of a dog in South China, I think in a Vice.com video.
Mm-hmm.
And I just thought, wow, that seems a little dirty. I mean, are you supposed to rinse it out first?
I'm sure it's getting rinsed. You've eaten intestines.
Yeah.
Because you've had sausage. The casing from sausage is intestines.
Yeah.
So you've had it. It's just, you know, the experience in having it just that. It's not so great. If you go to the Vietnamese restaurant and have the tripe soup, you're going to be like, yeah.
There's chitlins in that?
Well, I mean, it's tripe. I mean, it's intestine, yeah.
Okay. I don't know what tripe means. Is there another word for intestine?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's presentation that really matters with it. I wouldn't want to eat only that, but you have eaten it at meals, and you've liked it, and that's that. So I've got.
I'm not saying I wouldn't like it. I would just have concerns for the sanitary factor.
Yeah. By the way, yesterday for people, a lot of people are asking. Sort of, I've got some questions here about what's it like emotionally to raise your animals like
and
pets
kill them?
And then kill them, and. I've got to say, like, this is not delightful for me.
You haven't done the deed yet, though. You just watched.
It would be foolish, in my opinion, for me to... it would be illegal for me to handle that rifle, because that... you know, so... And why would you? If you have an expert who's there, you know, I pulled the pigs. When he put the willow tree on it, on the pigs, I pulled that pig up into position so that we could hoist it up and gut it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was there doing everything with it. But, you know, you have a person who's going to make the pig not suffer, and you or me. I'm not going to go
and screw it up.
Yeah, I do not want to do that. I have the whole purpose of me doing it on the farm is so that the animal is stressed less. Because happy animals are delicious animals. Stress hormones really matter. Most animals in the United States that you're getting from the grocery store lived in a state of low-level torture, maybe even high-level torture, medium-level torture, where they're housed in the dark and they never get out and they never get to root around or do whatever it is that they do. Different types of animals do different things. You won't find chickens rooting. But, you know, it's disgusting the way they're treated, in my opinion. And so, you know, to me, I'm trying to do a good thing by these animals. And when we're talking about their death, yeah, I'm trying to do a good thing by their death, too. I want them to be, you know, taken out as quickly as possible.
Let's go to the phones. Todd's also in Tallahassee, listening to WVFT. Hey, Todd.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Welcome, sir. Go ahead.
I actually grew up on a small farm myself about 100 miles west of Tallahassee, a small place called Chipley, and we raised our own chickens, pork, and cattle. Chickens went first because they're kind of a pain in the butt. But the meat that we got, I mean, my grandfather taught me from a very young age the same kind of respect that he's obviously learned for those animals. And if you treat those animals with love and kindness all the way up until their death as humanely as possible, you can tell the difference.
You can tell the difference in the meat?
I contend you can.
Hold on. Todd, I want to bring you back here in a moment. He's saying you can tell the difference. Mark is saying you can tell the difference. Has there actually been a double-blind study?
Right. I don't know if it's psychologically, if it's psychological or if it's real world, but I believe you can.
I want to see that. I want to see that study. I want to see a taste test between bacon pulled from pigs that were in a terrible conditions and bacon pulled from your pigs, Mark. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
So the protection of life, liberty, and property is what the Free State Project is all about. But it's an effort to move 20,000 people who understand
it's about demonstrating to the entire country
that, yeah, we can have a free market, a truly free market.
Making it just a freer, great place to live.
It's the world's largest voluntarist libertarian community, and it's only getting bigger.
That's amazing to be able to move to a place where other people like passionately believe in being free and independent.
What the Free State Project is managing to do, though, is to put their money where their mouth is. It's physically getting up across the country and saying, let's go someplace and let's demonstrate the power of these ideas. There's a lot of kind of philosophy that surrounds liberty. There's a lot of thinking about it and talking about it. But here in New Hampshire, people are doing it.
101 Reasons Liberty Lives in New Hampshire, a documentary by Free State Project Early Movers. Watch it free at 101ReasonsFilm.com. 101ReasonsFilm.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want right here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the killings of Rand Paul, Mitch McConnell, Harry Reid, and Chuck Schumer, a.k.a. Mark's Pigs. They were killed this morning. They were killed this morning by a gunshot to the head. And that killed them, and then they were further butchered from that point forward.
Yeah, with
a knife.
Yeah, my assertion is that they're dead before they hit the ground. From what I saw.
So we'll continue the discussion here. You may have thoughts you'd like to share, questions, 855-450-FREE. I know, Mark, you received a few questions through digital means.
Quite a few, yep.
We can share some of those. 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. We'll continue in a moment.
If you're anything like me and you're watching movies or reading books and you believe in the ideas of liberty, you could be sort of put off by the statist and collectivist notions that are in this in these beasts of entertainment. Not so with In Freedom's Cause. In Freedom's Cause is a 2-CD set of audio theater, unlike you've ever heard before. This is top-level, Hollywood-level audio theater. Not that Hollywood makes audio theater, but it's such a unique product. There's no movie to this movie. The movie is played on the inside of your mind. There's top-level actors in this. James Cosmo from Braveheart, Billy Boyd from Lord of the Rings, Joanne Froggatt from Downton Abbey, Siandar Keynes from Chronicles of Narnia. And this, when they perform to the original score in Freedom's Cause, you're transported. This is the story of William Wallace and Robert the Bruce, and it's one of the greatest liberty stories in history. It really teaches many lessons. The liberty messages are throughout this piece of wholesome entertainment. It's good for kids. It's good for adults. My wife and my son and I all listened at the same time. We loved the story. It was really great. And, you know, you can listen as a family and sit around and listen. And what we did is we had an activity while we were doing it. We were working on something in the house. We were putting some caulk into the floor cracks. And this was great because we could listen and talk about it and work at the same time. And you can listen over and over again. It's really great. Jack loved it. InFreedomsCause.com. You can get the family four-pack. Get four of these gifts for four of the people in your life. I think it's great for kids this Christmas. For half price, use coupon code FTL to get the family four-pack at half price. That's $50. That's $12.50 for four gifts, and you can give them out to everybody you know. You'll love it. InFreedomsCause.com, coupon code FTL.
All right, toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. We have Todd on the line listening in Tallahassee. Todd, you'd asked the question about how it feels, from Mark's perspective, as raising these pigs over a period of what amounts to at least half a year. You got them in May, I think you said, Mark. It's now mid-December as we're doing this episode of the show. So, you get to know these pigs over time. What was it like to take their lives? Was that kind of your question, Todd? I don't want to put words in your mouth.
Well, actually, I was just going to, kind of, he was talking about his son and being around that. That's what made me want to call. I remember being in the kitchen when I was really small, about 4 or 5 years old, with the women who were doing the preparations inside, as all the men, my uncles, my grandfather, my dad, were all outside, and I was trapped inside. And I didn't like that as a little boy. I wanted to be outside with them, and it wasn't until I was six when I got my first skinning knife and I was allowed to go out and taught, how to do these things. That's kind of my transition to manhood, and I look back on those times, and of course, I'm working every day at a job, and my God, I wish I'd have stayed there. But, I want to say one thing about the meat tasting different. Another thing that I think made ours taste different, we raised all our own grain. We fed them corn that we grew ourselves, and I think, the love went into that, too. And I think, the old farmers that really, we mostly ate what we raised. We sold a little corn, but it was mostly just to sustain us. I think those people back then, more than the corporate farms now, especially, they respect the land. They respect, my grandpa was a God-fearing man. I'm not myself, but, I do believe the universe will provide for you in the same way that they believe God will. So, I think all that love goes into it, and it does come out, and it does taste better. And, I mean, I hate to go to the grocery store now and buy these hormone-pumped-up, water-filled chickens. It's terrible.
Yep, I agree with you. And I, when I have my I'm certain my bacon's better, and I'm
sure
my regular pork's better, too. But and I have people tell me all the time. Now, am I getting confirmation bias going on here? I don't know the answer to that, but...
I think it's special. I wish I could send you some photographs. I just made some bacon with my friend in Virginia, and it was, and we smoked it ourselves. It was, oh my goodness, God. It was, some of my favorite pictures on my Facebook page are of bacon, man.
Thanks, Todd, for your call tonight. I do appreciate hearing from you. You too. And the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Maybe it was somebody else's question that I asked. Maybe it wasn't Todd.
That was one of Chris's. She IM'd it in. And
well, the question was, how do you feel taking the life of the pig?
Well,
after?
Taking the life of the pig is, when it comes down to that, I don't like the
What's the question, though? Was it?
Yeah, yes, it is. I don't revel in going and killing these animals. I don't look at it that way. I joke about the senators and all that stuff, and that's all fun and games. But to me, each one of these animals is special, and I approach their life and their death with the respect of what they're going to do for me and my family, which is provide food. I can tell you,
sounds like what the Native Americans, might have done.
That's what,
before.
I think that's what you're meant to believe. I have no idea what Native Americans.
Some of them probably
I have no clue. I approach it from that standpoint. There's no violence used on my farm. Well, there was one time when last year when Huey attempted to mount me for the third time while I was trying to fix the fence that I finally hit him with the pliers and he did go away. But
shouldn't be raping.
Well, yeah, I mean, in my opinion, that pig had finally violated the non-aggression principle. And it hurt, when he finally jumped on me full force.
That's a big hit, That's a lot of weight.
He wasn't full grown, but yes, it was still. I mean, it's bigger than a dog.
Chris is with us in Arkansas. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I was going to say that happy animals are indeed tasty animals.
I believe so.
This is something that I believe people have known for a while, but I first read an article on it about 10 years ago where fish farmers were attempting to reduce stress of the tuna in the water so that the tuna would taste better.
Yeah, I mean, stress hormones are real. No one's going to argue with that. And I wonder what it's like for these animals that live in these factory farms, especially chickens and pigs. Beef in this country is treated a little better, and I don't feel quite as bad about buying that in the store. But we get our chickens from somebody down the street who does it. Actually, the guy who provides me with the pig feed. And we get we raise our own pork, and you can substitute pork for so much. I have pork burgers. We do our spaghetti with pork. It's better, and this is what I'm recommending is that families that have a little bit of land, try a pig or two. By the way, you should get two. They're gregarious animals. They like to hang out with each other, and the competition for food makes them grow faster.
Chris, any other thoughts you want to share?
Oh, no, thank you. That's all
Thanks
I wanted
for the
to
call,
say.
Man. Yeah, I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So,
smelly. People want to know whether or not having a pig pen is smelly. And, there's food in there the pigs choose not to eat. Sometimes that can rot. Obviously, poop smells. If you have enough room, my pigs have more than an acre for four pigs. It's an incredible amount of space, and I'm going to grow it again this year because I like pigs to frolic. On Edgewood Farms, our pigs frolic. And so it's not so smelly there because there's so much area, but it can get be stinky by the trough.
855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. There's more coming up here on Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll free. The live Sunday edition continues here. Of course, time for you with your calls and thoughts. You may bring up anything that you'd like. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us via Skype, by the way. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Mark, how can someone get a pound of some of the best coffee available for free?
Yeah, a pound of the best, most sustainably, most environmentally conscious coffee you're going to be able to find out there. Shade-grown coffee is better for the environment because they don't cut down all the trees wherever they're growing it. In many of these places, the trees get cut down, the coffee plants get put up. You're talking about erosion. The topsoil goes into the ground. The people that surround the area after a decade or two of growing coffee can't grow coffee anymore, and they're just sort of left trying to figure out what to do with their lives after their topsoil's washed away. Not so with shade grown. Plus, shade grown's better for the songbirds that may go from North America down to South America or wherever. And this is important to a lot of people. It's important to me. It's 100% organic, top 1% grade Arabica beans, and Buzzbox, with whom we work at coffee.freetalklive.com. They give us some of the proceeds back so that we can give microloans to people around the world. I think this is a great project. I love it. You'll love the coffee. Upgrade your coffee experience. Start with a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. Sign up for the subscription. You can cancel at any time. You pay for the shipping. They'll give you the pound. We know you want to try it out, so try it out. And then if you continue, we'll be able to help people around the world with your proceeds. coffee.freetalklive.com.
All right, 855-450-FREE. We continue here. Mark is explaining to us the ins and outs of
Small-time pug rearing. Pig rearing, excuse me. Small-time pig rearing.
Pig rearing. Raising pigs for the purposes of ultimately killing them and using their meat and bacon and, you know, stuff like that. So there's some more questions that were delivered digitally, and I can share some of those here in a moment. But James is on the line with us here. James is in Arizona via Skype. Go ahead, James.
Hey. Hey, speaking of the slaughterhouse of four pigs with funny sounding names, it reminds me of the dirty old man fantasizing of helmetless cops. Hey, but glad to hear life is good outside the pen, Minister Edge.
Go ahead.
Can I ask you a question? I should still like to respond to your utter nonsense about your peddling this U.S. government, State Department controls the world. And
I really believe that. Yeah. So with by the carrot and the stick, they offer foreign governments money to do what they want, and if they don't do what they want, they'll offer, you know, they'll come back with sanctions, and at some point war.
Right. May I speak Free Talk Live for a minute?
Yeah.
In
go
response
ahead.
To that.
Sure.
You don't have to ask. Just go for it.
Because I don't believe that the U.S. State Department controls the world jury. I mean, pulls the strings all around our planet. Any more than I believe that the U.S.
What is this jewelry thing?
That was a joke. It was an analogy.
All right.
There was a guy that actually was really popular that peddled that some other fantastical organization of people controlled the world, the entire planet, and ruined everything for their country. And then until he came to save them. And they really did dig him so much they all saluted him everywhere he went.
They salute the President of the United States, too.
Oh, that's called a sick and despicable analogy. But I should like to continue with my.
This
thoughts.
Is what governments do, though, James. Governments attempt through foreign relations to control the actions of other nations. The United States is inarguably an incredibly powerful. This is the reason I use the term superpower. Government.
I never would argue with you for that. That's why the New Hampshire is never going to be invaded by the Ruskies for oil, and that's why the U.S.
Probably because there's no oil here.
We've
got tree sap and rocks.
What is the argument you're making, anyway?
In response to the U.S. and British empires responsible for millions of people living east of Israel, Ian, that are diehard true believers, by the way, in a very real-world Vice News rallying cry that Allah is God, Muhammad is his messenger, death to the infidels. So I'd like to ask Mark about some Stone Age Romeos that really do think that the KKK to Southwest Asia is really cool, and that's why there's no peace in the Middle East. Not because the American government or the State Department propping up totalitarian theocratic governments all over the planet east of Israel that rule millions of people in the
totalitarian
Middle East.
Governments have always bred extremists. Those are the only people that have the gumption to stand up.
For that. I'm blaming something called true believers in really.
That's what they want you to blame, James. They want you to blame the extremists. But the fact is that the people that were ruled by the Ottoman Empire have never had an opportunity to rule themselves because of the United States government and because of the British government, because Winston Churchill, who you love so much.
Wait. You're blaming the existence of a thousand-year Reich called the Ottoman Empire on the U.S. government and the British Empire?
No, I'm not blaming the Ottoman Empire on them. I'm blaming the fact that they used the fall of the Ottoman Empire to carve up the Middle East.
No, yes, you are. Because the U.S. and had no involvement in the Middle East until after 1945. And by the way, everywhere the U.S. actually does control, like New Hampshire, you have a show called Free Talk Live. I dare you to go on the airs anywhere east of Israel.
I absolutely agree with you. We have the right to complain in this country. That's absolutely true.
Speaking of a slaughterhouse, you and Ian and all those dope den dwellers of your friends would be dead in the morning if you go on Free Talk Live anywhere east of Israel. And you keep
we're on Free Talk Live east of Israel. We have people call from the Middle East. We have people from our Facebook page.
You know what he's saying? No, he's saying
I understand what he's saying. There are people in people around the world that would love to kill me.
What's your
and
point?
James too.
Right, what's your point in bringing that up, James? Are we supposed to be grateful to our masters for allowing us to complain?
Military and your fellow Americans that love this country and want peace on this planet, because that's how God planned it. But it ain't going to happen in the
Middle East. God didn't plan the United States of America, or even mention it in the Bible.
Thanks for the call. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number here.
Just don't understand.
Look, I do appreciate being in a place where I can, you know, have a relative semblance of free speech. Obviously,
it's better here than it is in Yemen.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to fillet the politicians or, you know, tell them that they're the best country in the world and try to inflate their egos any more so than they already are.
Well, it's ludicrous to think that you're going to have progress in a free republic by saying everything's great here. You don't get progress that way.
Yeah, for sure. Well,
and you're always going to have people standing on the outside saying, oh, you hate the government. Why is it? I really don't understand. You know, this guy Bosch created the
spark plug?
No, not the... He you know, his name's on a lot of stuff. He created the fuel injector.
Mm, okay.
And finally replaced the carburetor. This is just a new technology, a new idea, a better way of doing things. Nobody came out and said, you hate cars! Look, I just want to do things better. I believe this country is better when it treats people, treats people like adults. It increases human freedom. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. And yes, I do think that this country should not be involved in shouldn't be supporting the dictators and sheiks around the world. I think it's disgusting that a country that fought for its freedom from a king more than 200 years ago now supports a king in Saudi Arabia and dictators in Yemen. And I think it's disgusting.
Share with us how you feel. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I've gotten critique before, Mark, because, you know, I engage in activism that some people have decided is not worthy of people's time. Like, for instance, there's one critic who's told me that, well, why don't you do some real activism? And he compares me to his daughter. Like, his daughter is in Washington, D.C., and she works with some sort of genocide group or whatever to try to stop genocide in other countries around the world. And the suggestion is that because we're saving people from parking tickets in Keene, New Hampshire, that somehow it's unworthy to do activism like that. That, you know, everything's fine here in the United States. Why don't you focus on other parts of the world? Which, honestly, I'm sorry, I don't think I can have much of an effect on other parts of the world, but I can absolutely have an effect right here where I live, and I can make some people's lives better in doing that. And to me, that's worthwhile.
You gotta do what makes you happy in life. And you know, why doesn't that guy do something else that I want him to do? Well, because that would be a stupid thing to do.
Yeah.
Live your life for other people, especially trolls on the internet.
No doubt. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's pigs, secession, Ross Ulbricht, the Silk Road, these are some of the things we've talked about tonight. Or you can bring up what you would like. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. More coming up.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain name, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Chuck Woolery here. You know, I've talked before about Australian Dream, the effective arthritis pain relief cream that doesn't burn, isn't greasy, and has no odor. Now there's new Australian Dream back pain cream with all those great benefits. But this penetrating formula can help relieve your simple back pain. And it's backed by an empty jar guarantee. If you're not satisfied, you can send back the empty jar for a full refund. But I don't think you will, because Australian Dream really works. Don't let back pain ruin your day. Get Australian Dream back pain cream at Walgreens.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you dial in right now, we'll get you in at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. Do you like what we're doing here at Free Talk Live? Well, if so, we have something that you can do for us. You go to Become an Amplifier. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote AMP. You go to amp.freetalklive.com, and you can sign up there for $5 a month. And thank you to everybody who has taken the time to do this. It only takes a moment to get signed up. And then once that $5 a month is rolling in, you don't even have to think about it unless something happens like your credit card, you know, expires or something. Then you'll probably have to change some information. But for the most part, you don't have to think about it. And that $5 a month comes into us. We invest it into the show so we can get on more great radio stations around the country. We're on over 150 stations today talking about the ideas of freedom. We could be on 300. Just need your assistance. So please go to amp.freetalklive.com. We can get more internet listeners on board with the AMP dollars as well. So again, that's amp.freetalklive.com. One example of some of the stuff that we can do with the AMP dollars is we go to industry conventions a couple times a year, 1 to 2 times a year usually, and schmooze it up with the big wigs in talk radio. Also, we use some of the money to hire an industry veteran, this guy Skip, who's been with us now for a decade. Coming up,
really?
2015 will be a decade.
Really?
That we've had Skip on with us,
wow.
Believe it or not. Yeah, he was one of the first buys that we made with the AMP dollars back in the early days, and it's been a great relationship with him, and he helps bring us new radio stations that we otherwise might not really get because he knows people, you know, and helps to know people.
He's also basically a consultant, too.
Yes.
When I have questions, I call him.
Yeah, he's great, and he works cheap, too, so, you know, we've been able to do that for a long time, and you can help us do more over at amp.freetalklive.com. Wyatt's listening in Tallahassee to WVFT. Hello, Wyatt.
Hey, fellas. You know, I agree with almost all the stuff you guys talk about, but one thing I've never really heard is a synopsis of, I know about the Free State Project, and I've read a little bit about that, but could you guys, and I'll go offline and let you describe it, what's the ideal form of government for the United States in 2014? I mean, we do face a lot of global threats. I've been all over the world fighting fights that don't really make any sense to me, but I do know one thing. Those people propagate hate in the Middle East. They hate us. And I mean, how do you become a free society with a limited government. I mean, how does that, if you're president for a day or you have the ear of our government, how do we establish a more perfect union? And I appreciate what you're doing, guys, and I'll take your answer offline.
Sure.
All right. Thanks, man.
First off, I think that what goes on in Washington, D.C. is unfixable. But if you want the fiction story of what I would like to see, it evolve into, is I basically don't think the federal government has any business doing anything other than regulating disputes between the states. And by regulating, I mean, arbitrating disputes between the states and handling the military. Now, I think that military should be kept within the borders or within, in the case of the Navy, within close to the borders and that sort of thing. And that the United States government shouldn't be going around the world being the world's policeman. But anything else the federal government does, I'm willing to give them a nod on the interstate system. I think they did a really great job as far as the interstate system's a great system. But I think that states probably could have come up with this. Basically, states are charged with maintaining them anyway. So, they just made roads connect, and they did that before anyhow. So I don't think they have any business doing anything else. I wouldn't have the federal government do anything but that.
Well, to me, a more perfect union would be the absence of a union. So let's see the dissolution of the union. I see no purpose in having a federal government whatsoever. I mean, I get your points, Mark, but why bother? Why bother with it? The Soviet Union didn't work out. It went away. And so these big mega states, what's the point? It just consolidates power in one place. And
Estonia is a much freer place now that the Soviet Union's gone.
And some of the states there, have had different results. There's the former Soviet states. There's a variety of results that have come from how they've chosen to go about things.
Based on how much liberty they allowed their individuals.
It's true. And Estonia is probably arguably the freest and the best of all of those marketplaces.
It's arguably one of the freest and best places to live in the world, and that's 10 years after, it's more than that, within two decades after the fall of the Soviet Union.
But I say split it up and let the 50 states go 50 separate ways, and let's see what happens out of that. Let's see the various different options and choices and political systems that can arise from that level of being able to choose. Now, certainly, it could be that some of those places will become less free places as a result of that. The argument might be made that Alabama might decide to bring back Jim Crow laws or something, crazy like that. I'm sorry, Alabama, if anybody's listening there. But just giving you an example, so maybe there is an argument that the federal government has in some instances prevented some states from doing some bad things. But overall, the bad from the federal government far outweighs the killings and the destruction of people's lives and the millions of people arrested. The insane war on drugs. I mean, there's just so much. The regulations that have driven businesses out of the United States. There's just so much incalculable damage to our freedom and the economy in the United States that, you can't really figure this out. But I'd rather take the risk, personally, of not having the federal government around and having that extra freedom that would come with that, and whatever happens might happen.
Yeah, I think that if you wanted to if you wanted a quick fix, I'd say that you should have 100% of senators and representatives and the president vote to pass a law, and only need 50% of them to undo one.
Let's continue here with your calls and thoughts. Nathan is in Texas via Skype. Hello, Nathan.
Hey, fellas. Well, I cooked bacon for the first time today in a long time, and to be honest, that's probably the only thing that prevents me from becoming a vegetarian.
Bacon?
Bacon is a delicious thing.
Delicious bacon.
Mm.
I wanted to ask you, Mark, if you've what's been your experience? I might have missed it before with raising your own pork, and you don't raise chickens, right?
But no, I have nothing to do with chickens.
Did you just tune into the show because we spent the bulk of the second hour and most of this hour on that topic, or half of this hour? So we spent basically now an hour and a half on Mark's pigs here tonight. So I don't know if we can really summarize all that has been said.
Ask your question.
In that time frame.
Okay, my question is, would you be interested in trying an experiment? I was thinking what you could do is go to the supermarket or store or whatever there is in Keene and buy some pork shoulder, and you can use my recipe, I can email you, or just a general sausage recipe, and cook that, and then compare that to the sausage that you get from your own pigs.
The pork shoulder's a pretty big meal.
Do what?
Why don't you buy some bacon? Make it easier.
Yeah, bacon would be a lot easier, but you can tell the difference in the cut and consistency and the smoking.
No, that's a good point.
So you have done that kind of taste test before, and it's really obvious?
No, he hasn't.
I've had bacon side by side, but it's obvious. You know, my bacon's obvious to me because it's thicker cut. And
you can get thick cut bacon at the store, though.
Yeah,
right?
It's just, believe me, Ian, I can tell the difference between my bacon and theirs. And smoking is really important when it comes to bacon too. I will still contend, to my dying breath, that my pork tastes better.
How can we figure this out, though? How can we actually do a taste test? Can you get an unsmoked bacon, or is all bacon smoked?
All bacon smoked.
Okay. Hey, Nathan, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. David's in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live. David.
Carolina, California, so I'm in California.
Northern California.
So sorry about that. Go ahead,
okay.
Sir.
When the screener was asking me what I was talking, I didn't even know it was a screener. It was going on and on and on. And he says, no, I'm just the screener. You gave me enough information. Anyways, when you guys were talking about, when I forgot which jobs, but people who hire speed, people that are on crank or crack for what kind of, I was working about a week ago moving someone, and these people I never met before, but I was helping them out, and they had a moving company from down near San Francisco, which is about 4 hours south of where I am. And one conversation led to a lot of people that are in the moving business. I don't do it all the time. I help sometime. Are into doing speed, and I assume that's crank or crack. And I was so surprised. I was so surprised. So that verifies with one you just said that some employees, I think you were talking about construction, weren't you?
The statement I made was I knew somebody who managed a construction crew at one time, and he told me he'd rather have a crackhead on his crew than an alcoholic because the crackhead would be there at 6 a.m. because he needed a crack fix, and he wouldn't be there ready to go to work while the alcoholic wouldn't. And by the way, speed is not the same thing as crack. Crack is a different form of cocaine. It's a freebase form of cocaine, if I'm not mistaken. And so instead of insufflation, which is, snorting it, crack is smoked. It is free-based. And so not the same thing as speed and or, what was the other term?
Crank.
I believe crank is slang for speed, if I'm not mistaken there. So I hope that clears some of it up.
Yeah,
we're out of time, but thank you for the call tonight.
Terrifying.
I appreciate hearing from you. We are out of time for tonight. But, Mark, I don't know if you do have some pictures. Are these your pictures of the pigs on the
Facebook
page?
Yeah, those are my pigs.
Okay, so
Rand Paul spotted. Different than all the rest.
FreeTalkLive.com. You can see the piggies when they were smaller. We'll see you online tomorrow or on the air in the meantime. FreeTalkLive.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
You've heard of Black Friday doorbuster deals. Well, don't miss Lumber Liquidators floorbuster deals. Get incredible discounts on your favorite floors at one-time-only prices. There's never been a better time to get a great deal on pre-finished hardwoods, hand-scraped hardwoods, gorgeous bamboo, top-quality laminates, and get 26-month special financing. Plus, get even more floorbuster discounts in our stores. The sale ends Tuesday, so these deals will not wait until after the holidays. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.